Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. 7 minutes after 8 in the AM. Thank you for letting us be part of your busy Wednesday. We've got a lot of things we're going to talk about. Updates on a few stories and some interesting new twists on some things. Before we get started, we've got a group, we've got an individual that represents a group of people. Some of Tom's favorite music in the entire world. That's right, barbershop quartets. Tom, you were in a barbershop quartet, weren't you?
I was not, but I like harmony singing. It's very good.
You've been to a barbershop, have you not?
I've been to a barbershop.
Why?
I don't think they sing in barbershops anymore, but...
Why not? You know, and that's the thing I'd like to ask. That's one of the questions I have. In the studio with us is John White, who is president of the Northern Gateway Chorus of Stephen Point Barbershoppers. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Seth. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for inviting me.
How long have you been affiliated with this group of barbershoppers, and how'd you get to be president?
Well, I've been singing barbershop music for about 50 years. I started in high school, and I came to Wisconsin in 2002 and joined the chorus then. And they decided to make me president because nobody else would take the job.
Well, there you go. Here's a stupid question, and it's just my ignorance. Where did the term barbershop quartet come from? What's the origin of that?
Well, the origin is, I guess you could say symbolically, of guys that used to hang around barbershops and sing a cappella music. Guys that hung around on street corners and sang barbershop music. Well, in 1938, Owen Cash and another gentleman decided to invite some of these people to get together and sing a cappella music. And that was the start of a 75-year creation, let's put it that way, of some of the most fantastic a cappella music you could ask for.
So you guys are the original rappers?
More or less, yeah. Only with music and not as many words and no instruments.
You don't have the dancers in the background for a barbershop quartet performance?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, you might want to think about that.
No, I don't think so.
All right, so the Northern Gateway Chorus is putting on the show. The show is called Generations, correct?
This year, that's our title. Every October, on the first Saturday in October, we have our Harvest of Harmony at Century Theater in Stevens Point. Mm-hmm. And this year, the title of it is Generations, because we have several different generations of singers that encompass the 75-year career, so to speak, of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
So where is it, when is it, and who benefits from it?
Okay, it's going to be at the Century Theater in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, which is just off of I-39 and Business 51, at the Century World headquarters. Mm-hmm. It's going to be this Saturday at, we have two shows, one at 3 o'clock and one at 7:30. And the benefactors, this is our annual fundraiser that we have. We're a nonprofit organization. We promote music in the central Wisconsin area, high schools, and so on. So this is our major fundraiser for the year.
Do you guys get good response when you go to a high school or middle schools and perform? Because a lot of the times when you're going into an environment like that, that could be the very first time that younger people get to see the extreme talent that it takes to perform barbershop well. You can do it. Anybody can get together and do it. But to do it well and to actually harmonize the right way, it takes real talent. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of practice.
It does. And we enjoy it. And that's the one thing about barbershop style singing that is fun, or I should say a cappella singing, that is great for us, is that when you hit all four notes in a chord just perfectly, the chord rings. And when it rings, you can not only hear that, but you can feel that inside. And it gives you such a great sensation when you're achieving that goal. And yes, in answer to your question, we have very good success going into the school programs. We have a lot of music educators in our program throughout the country and in central Wisconsin as well.
So you wear the traditional barbershop quartet outfit, the straw hats and the red and white striped jackets?
No.
Why not?
Because we don't. That's an image that a lot of people think about, because a lot of people associate barbershop singing with the quartet that you saw in The Music Man.
Sure.
That was some people's first introduction to barbershop style singing.
The event, again, is Saturday, October 5th, the Century Theater in Stevens Point. Two shows, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. What are the prices to get in to see the show?
Well, the afternoon show is selling for $15 a seat, and then the evening show is $17 a seat. They are all reserved seating. There is no general admission. It's all reserved seating. We do have discount prices for senior citizens and students. And if anybody wants more information on that part of it, they can just call myself at 715-347-0390, or they can call George at 715-344-0719. We'll give you all the information that you need.
And if Tom, Chris, and I were to show up and harmonize, would we get in free?
Probably. You would have to find me in order to get that accomplished, but I will be there and I will see that that occurs. One of the things I did want to mention, Seth, is that one better attraction even than the Northern Gateway Chorus is going to be that we have the 2009 International Champion Quartet from the Barbershop Harmony Society, and their name is Crossroads. All four of the guys in this quartet at one time have been gold medal winners, international champions in other quartets. And now they've come together and formed another quartet. And in 2009, they won the international championship. Wow. And we are just delighted to have them there because they are one of the best quartets you'll ever hear.
That is an impressive group. All right, so Saturday, October 5th. 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Website or other location where people get some more information and that type of thing, get other than what we're hearing right now?
They can go to www.stevenspointbarbershoppers.com and get all the information. It'll send you the right direction to get a hold of me for tickets. And just come on down and have a good time.
John, thank you very much for being in the studio. I tell you what we're going to do. Tomorrow, every day after the entertainment news, we do birthdays and what happened throughout history, and we do a stumper where we ask a question, and if you answer the question correctly, you get a prize. For tomorrow's stumper prize, how about we give away a pair of tickets to the 3 p.m. show, the 3 in the afternoon show for the Northern Gateway Chorus. How about that?
That'll be wonderful. Thank you very much.
That's exactly what we're going to do. John, thank you, John, for coming in and being a part of this show and letting us know what's going on.
My pleasure.
WSAU Wisconsin Morning News feedback will come right back. We're going to open up the phone line 715-845-2155 when we return.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.